Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. Another one of these, Shabbat Daf we can spend a very, very long time on. We'll do our best. Okay, here we go. I'm Ravina. We're on Mem Amud Beis. Six lines from the bottom, at the end of the left side of the line. I'm Ravina. Shmamina, we see from all this, Hamavashel B'chamei Tveri B'Shabbat, Chayiv. If you do wash with Chayiv Tveri on Shabbos, you're Chayiv. Cook. You're Chayiv. It's not a Drabbanon, it's Chayiv. How do you know that? To Hamaisei, the Rebbe, Lacha Gzeira Havei, because the story of Rebbe was after the Gzeira, right? Rebbe was already like the first generation of Hamarayim. The Amalei told the Klisheni Vatain. They told him, you're the Klisheni. Can't use a Kli Rishon, because if you use a Kli Rishon, you're cooking. Ain't is that true? Rav Chista, Vashel B'chamei Tveri B'Shabbat, Potter. Rav Chista said you're Potter. Rav Chista is even later than Rav. What's going on here? So my chayev nami dekaber. What does it mean chayev? It means makas mardos. It means chayev midrabanan. So you only chayev midrabanan. It's not cooking midaraisa. It's cooking midrabanan. Okay. Amar of Zera. So Rav Zera said, now a new topic now. Now about topic about for a few minutes topic about swimming. Ani chazite l'Rav Avohu. I saw Rabbi Avohu the shot ba'ambati. He was swimming in a bathtub. Some kind of maybe it's a swimming pool. Not the river, not the ocean. It's some kind of contained water source. V'lo yadana, but I don't know. I'akar, ilo akar. I don't know. Did he pick his feet up or not? Says Rashi, third to bottom line. V'lo yadana, i'akar raglov min ha'aretz. I don't know if it was ochre is raglov min ha'aretz. The kasavar kitnan ain shotin al pnei hamayim the mishilin peiros. When we say you're not allowed to swim. Because the Nahagadol Tnan, that's talking about in a river. Because maybe you'll make a branch or a raft or something. That's what you're not allowed to swim. There's nothing inherently wrong with swimming on Shabbos. It's not an Aveira. It's not Malacha. Right? What's the issue? It's a Gzeira where you might come to get some kind of raft. You might come to do that. You might build it. You might break off a tree. That's a separate issue with tzchit. It's a separate issue with same. But the ikar of swimming, nothing wrong with it. Right? Ava ba'abati lo. Doesn't apply in a swimming pool. Look at how branch you're going to break off. That doesn't apply. I wasn't sure. So Gemara says, pshita dilo akar. It's for sure he didn't. He wasn't oker. He knows that he didn't uproot his feet. Why? The Tanya. Well, yashad adam b'brecha malei amayim. You're not allowed to go swimming, even in a swimming pool. Afilo omedes b'chatzer, even if it's standing in a chatzer. So it's a little bit of a steer here. Can you or can't you? So lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, the one that said it's usher to swim in a swimming pool is the les le gedude, where there are no walls. Right? Rashi has a very strange shot. Ha, and where it's mutter is the isbe gedude, where you do have walls. So if you have walls, then it's mutter. Right, that we paskin? I didn't have a chance to look this up. So Rashi says, what does it mean that lest they could do they? That Rashi is the whole another pshat, but there's no wall between the end of the pool, and therefore you might put your toes into the earth, and you're going to be making furrows with your toes.
Why is that any different than walking with high heels in the grass?
Because walking with high heels in grass, I believe, is a davashayna mischav, and it's not a psik ratio.
What's this over here?
So Rashi says, look at Rashi. She ain't svasa. Right, so look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. She ain't svasa gavoa. The edge is not high. She yiyu hamayim amukim etel svasa. Like the water is deeper at the edge. Kimo be'emta. Like in the middle. Now, we always know that like the beach. The water right by the beach is shallower than the water a mile later. Right, so here we're saying it's not like that. It's not like that. Right, there's no, it's not gradual, like a swimming pool. It might be 3 feet and then later it's 6 feet, but it's not like zero. It's not like that. Therefore, the kivon she'ein amukim sham, since it's not deep there, kimati samach l'svasa, when you get to the edge, no eitz raglav b'karka, you stick your toes, your feet into the karka, v'chofer, and you dig. U'machmas ha'ofer l'toch ha'mayim. And because of the earth in the water. V'dami l'magabel. And it's similar to magabel. Okay? You hear that?
You say that's watering on Shabbos. Your feet are wet and you get on the ground.
Oh, so that's a separate issue. That's the same thing again?
Your feet. If you get out, you're with wet feet on karka.
Yeah.
Then you're putting it's like water in the
ground. So water in the ground. Maybe okay. I hear that. The li nira the its leg you do the.
Dry your feet at the edge.
Right. Then Rashi says another pshat. V'ni lira the its leg you do the shari the lo dami l'nahar el kli. If it has a fence, it's not a river. Therefore, it's a kli, which is what we would normally think. The less leg you do the dami gonna have us. If it doesn't have wool. Then it's similar to an ocean, then it would be usher. Okay. You have to go look at this halacha mitzvah, but you can't go swimming on Shabbos regardless. Okay, from Rav Zera, said, Ano chazite lo Rabbi Avo, I once saw, okay, till the Mishnah, I have a little agarata. I saw Rabbi Avo, sheiniach yad of kineget panav shalmata, he put his hand covering his lower private area, right? V'lo yadana, I don't know, inaga ilo naga. I don't know if he was touching his privates or not. So the Gemara says, "Pshita lo naga." For sure, wasn't. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, kol ha'ochez ba'ama. If you touch your private area, umashin, and you go to the bathroom and you're touching yourself, kilu maybe mavel olam. It's like you're bringing a mavel to the world. Says Rashi. They never teach this to little kids. Why? Because shevitz kameim. Because you make yourself hot. Ubal de carry. You're going to come to carry. Says Rashi. Vizet kilkulo shel dar hamavel. This was the downfall of the dar hamavel. That's a downfall of Mabel. She motzi and shichva zera levatala, right? They wasted their seed. The tziv ki hishchitz kol basar. I thought it was because of gzeila. And they never teach this. Where did Rashi get this from? Right? No one ever said it. This is the reason. Funny thing. Now, look at the top tosos. Top tosos says, afal gav derabanan pligi alea, even though it's a machlokus over there in Nida. Vishari b'perakolayad, and some say it's mutter. Lo shari. The only reason why it's mutter, elamishum mamzeres, because if you don't hold yourself when you go to the bathroom, then you might have some drops of urine fall in your shoes. People are going to say you can't have children. What are you? Those kids running around in your house? It's not yours. So because of all those problems, all those chashashos, all right. But otherwise, it's not mutter, right? Shelo yira kikaros. Right, they're gonna start spreading rumors about your kids. All right, otherwise I'm mutter. So Amar Abaya, right? So Abaya says you're right. We know all that. So here's what's going on over here. Asa kivu leshes. He's like a soldier. The Tnan, because we learned that Boleshes, a soldier, shenichnas leir, that he enters the city. We're talking about a non-Jew, right? So a non-Jew. So bishah shalom, if it's peacetime and there's a parade, right? So then chavios, psuchos, all the open barrels are asuros, are usher. Why? Because since the guy is not in a war, he's after the parade, so he's a chance to chill down, chill. So anything he touches, we assume, the wine, it was for avodah zarah. Stumos, mutaros. If it's sealed, it's mutter because it has to be open, right? But b'shas melchama, if it's a war, and they're coming in for a minute to breathe, to get a little bit rest, eilu v'eilu mutzol mutter. Why? That's not on their mind. They're not thinking about avodah zarah right now. They're thinking about not dying. So they're on their mind. They're very preoccupied. Alma, what do you see from here? Kivan dibi'isi. Since you're afraid, lo manaschi. They're not busy with yayin esaf, these goyim. Soldiers. Hachanami. So too over here, this amora, this Rabbi Avo. Kivan dibo'is. Since he's afraid, lo asil lahuri. He's not thinking about improper thoughts. He's afraid. What's he afraid of? He's afraid of the river. Going to the bathroom down by the river, maybe going to the mikvah in the river, whatever he's doing. Not thinking about, it's a life and death situation over here. Not thinking about anything else. It's okay. Ain't he, is that true? If you put your hands, if you cover your private area, kilu kofer b'britzah shel Avraham Avinu. It's as if you're cold from the bris. What are you embarrassed about your bris? What are you covering your privates for? You're embarrassed. So Gemara says, "No, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, when it's aser, it's kinachis. When you're going in, right? It means you're going in. You're going down into the water. Nobody's watching you. Nobody's there. Your back is to the rest of the world. You're going into the water. Why are you covering yourself? What reason? No one can see anyway. Now Rashi says
something. Unless someone's in the water."
Well, but I'm not assuming that. So Rashi says something funny. Rashi says, "Kinachis lenahar." I'm sorry, Kilu Kofer, right? The Varsha before it's a Kilu Kofer. Denira Shubosh Padavar. It looks like you're embarrassed. Right? It looks like you're embarrassed. So the answer is no. When you're going down, Rashi says, when you're going down, Linahar, Panav, Klape, Nahar, you're facing the river, in Kamishum Tsnias. It's not Yishum Tsnias. Also, so then you're not allowed to cover yourself. Because it looks like you're undoing the bris. So what kind of bush is there? Nobody there. Someone has a kasha on Rashi. There's nobody there. What is that busha? When you're coming out of the water, now you're coming out of the water, everyone's there. Right? You're coming out of the water, now other people are there, right? Now there's an issue of tznias or busha, so then you can cover yourself. But going in, you shouldn't. Right? So he just quotes over here that the Magen Avraham says that, remember we learned back in Brachos, it's like in the first siman of Shulchan Aruch, that when you get dressed in the morning, you should get dressed b'tznias. Right, so that principle doesn't violate this Gemara. What do you mean? I'm embarrassed from... No, it doesn't mean that. Right, you're not embarrassed from me, but you're getting dressed in private, right, under your covers or in private, because it's a sneeze issue. That's not the same thing over here. Nobody should get all bent out of shape. Not the same thing at all. Okay, next. You had the Rava Shachi, he would cover himself when he went down, and Rav Zera exposed himself. Rabbanan Dev Ravashi Ki Ka Nachdi, when he went down, Zakvi. He exposed himself. Ki katsalik, when he went up, shachi, he was exposed he was covered because, why was he covered? Because people could see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, Reb Zera, we had this Gemara in Brachas, Reb Zera, mishtamet be Reb Yehuda. He was avoiding Reb Yehuda. Deboy lemeisak la'arad Yisrael, because Reb Zera wanted to make aliyah, and he was afraid Reb Yehuda wouldn't let him. Dabar Yehuda, because Yehuda had a shita, kol ha'ole mi bavel l'eretz Yisrael. If anyone who goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, over ba'asei. You're over on ba'asei. You hear this? You make aliyah, you're over on ba'asei. Why? So said Reb Yehuda, it's a pasuk. Shinemar, it says in Yirmiya, Bavel yavo, you're going to come to Bavel, v'shama yehiyu, and there you're going to be. You're going to remain there. So you have no right to leave. You're going to remain here. So what does Reb Zera do with this pasuk? So Reb Zera held, this pasuk is not Rashi says. Reb Zera Amalach, Haikra, this pasuk is B'klisharis Ksiv. This pasuk is talking about the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Not people. The Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Kedamrinan B'shnei Dainei Gzeras. Okay, it's in Ksuvit. Not people, of course people can go there as well. It's a mitzvah. It's such a mila. The Kelim, for whatever, on some level, should stay here. Whatever that means. He quotes over here that the Yeshua's Malkot says, according to Yehuda, that nobody could leave. It only was limited to people that were exiled with Nebuchadnezzar. They're stuck here in Bavel. They had a chance to go back when the second Beit HaMikdash was built, and they didn't. Those people, yeah, it's like a little bit of a klala. Those people are stuck here. And so somehow, he says, Rabbi Yehuda knew that they, him, and Rav Zera were descended from those people. So they had no right to go back. But Stam, a guy who was descended, he says over here, but if they were exiled, says if somebody was exiled by Titus, of course they could go back. Only talking about people that were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, never went back, had a chance. When the second base they had a chance. Those people are stuck here, stuck in Bavel. And Reb Zera and Reb Yehuda were in that window, were from those people. Those people came. Otherwise, it doesn't apply to anybody else. Anyway, Amri said, Ezel v'eshaminei milsa, let me go hear something from him. The IC of Esek. Then I'll get my last Torah from him, and then I'll go to Eretz Yisrael. Azal, well, here he won't see me, right? Azal, he went. Ashkechei dekoy bebani, he was in the bathhouse. The kamal el shamei, and Rabbi Yehuda said to his attendant, Hevili netza, bring me the soap. Hevili mesarek, bring me the comb. Pisku pumaychu, open up the mouth. Vafiku havlan, and make it hotter. Vashatsu mamaya de bebani, I'll drink the water from the bathhouse. Amar, he said. So Reb Zera said, El mole basi el shmo davar zeh, die. Had he only come to hear this, that would have been enough. What did he hear? What did he hear? He heard the guy say, I'm getting ready for a bath. Right? So bishlomo heviu nese heviu mitzarek. To say that I heard, bring me the soap, bring me the comb, kamash malon, dvarim shel chol, mutul omen b'lashon kodesh. That dvarim shel chol, you can even say in Hebrew. You're allowed to speak Hebrew in a bathhouse. That's mutter. And pishku pomaychu, open up the mouth, ve'fiku havla, and add the heat. Nami kiddush shmuel, dama shmuel, havla, mapik havla. That's what this means. That hevel is moti hevel. Right? What does that mean? Hevel's motzi hevel.
Healing the hot steam of the bathhouse helps the body sweat out its own heat.
Uh-huh. So heating up the bathhouse makes the heat from the body leave by sweat. Fine. El Ashot Samaya de Rabbani, my Mal Yusa, that he says he's going to drink water from the bathhouse. What do you learn from that? Kedetanya, achal v'lo shasa, if you eat and don't drink also, achilas odam, like you ate blood. V'zeo t'chilas choli me'ayim, that's what gives you a stomach ache. Achal v'lo holach dal ramos, if you eat and don't walk afterwards, walk off the food, achilas markeves, the food rots in you, v'zeo t'chilas re'ach ra, that's the beginning of re'ach ra. Hanitrach l'nekavav, if you have to go to the bathroom, v'achal, instead of going to the bathroom, you sit down to eat, Doma la tanur, it's like an oven. Shesiku agabe afro, like you lit it up on earth, which is nothing. Vizeh tchilas beach zuma, and that's going to have a body odor. Rachat bechamin, if you wash in hot water, below shasimim, you don't drink. Here's the one. Doma la tanur, it's like a tanur. Shesikuhu mi bachutz, that you heat up from the outside, below hesiku mi bifnim, and you don't heat up on the inside. Rachat bechamin, if you wash in hot water, below neshtate bitzonein, and you don't cool yourself off with cold water also. Doma labarzel, you're like iron, shechnisu la'ar, that you put into the hot water, lo echnisu latonin, and you don't put it off into the cold water. What's that word called? To temper it, right? We're going to have it on number base. When you make hot iron, right, then you put it in water, what does that do? Tempers it. That's like the final blow, the final finishing product. So you don't, same thing over here. Rachatz v'losach, if you wash but you don't anoint yourself, you don't use soap. Doma l'mayim al gabi chavis. It's like water on a barrel. What does that mean? It doesn't go inside. It's just like washing off on the outside. So it doesn't go inside you. It doesn't really wash the barrel. Okay. Correct. There's a Gemara that says, I think it's in Sanhedrin. There's a Gemara that says that one Amora came to another Amora and said, where should I go learn? And he listed off a whole bunch of cities. And some of them are in Chutz La'aretz. Some of them were in Eretz Yisrael. Some of them were in Chutz La'aretz. Right? In other words, you go... Depends on the boy. Depends on the yeshiva. Right? So he gave him a whole list of names of cities in there, and some of them are in Bava. Where should I go learn? I come there, and there's also good. He didn't only say Eretz Yisrael. He told him, depends on the boy, depends on the yeshiva, depends on a lot of the factors. There's a one answer, right? Okay, next. Mulyar, okay. Now, we are back to cooking, water. Mulyar, a mulyar is some kind of device where the coal is not connected to the same part of the kli as the water is in. It's the best way to translate it.
No, not an urn.
It's not an urn. It has a fire. So it's like an urn. Let's say, call it an urn.
The coal doesn't touch the water.
Correct. No, but they're not even connected. Like there's like In the Steinsaal, they had a picture of it. So it was like an urn. But imagine that there is an urn, and imagine the coal is next to the urn. And the coal heats up the urn. That's a mulyar. So hagaruf, if you do grufa, right, you mean you put the coals out. Shenosin haimenu b'shabbos. Shosin haimenu b'shabbos. You can drink water from it on Shabbos. Why? So again, Rashi has his sheet to hear about hatmana. Rashi says, shosin mimeimav b'shabbos. You can cook from it on Shabbos. Afal pi shehuch muktas machmas hakli. Even though it's still hot. Right? Lefi she'eno motziv hevel. It's not being motziv hevel. Ella mishamer umekayim chom shalahem shelo yitzdananu. It's keeping its status quo. It's not getting hotter, it's keeping its status quo. Antichi is a different kind of urn, where the heat source is in the same contraption as the water. So afal pisha grufa, even if you do grufa, ein shotzen amenu, you still can't drink it. Why can't you still drink it? So Rashi is going to say, because even though you do grufa, it's so hot that it's being mosif hevel. Okay? And then you have a hatmona problem, like we said, we don't understand Rashi anyway. Right? Okay, hechi dama mulyar hagaruf. What's considered a mulyar that has grufa? So tana mayim mibifnim. The water's on the inside of this kli. V'gachalim mibachutz, and the gachalim are on the outside. Antichi, what's an antichi? Rabba Amar Bekiri. Rabbi said it's like a stove. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Beidudi, like a pot. Manda Amar Beidudi, if it holds like a pot, Kolshkin Bekiri, it's certainly a stove. Manda Amar Bekiri, if it holds a stove, Avol Beidudi, lower time like a pot. A pot hotter than a pot colder than a stove, right? Stove's hotter than the pot. Tanya Kavasi Der Nachman Antichi Afal Pisha Grufu Ktuma, even though it's Garf and Katam, ain't Shosin Hai Menu, you can't drink it. The nation of Shasa Mechamameha, because the iron is getting hotter. Nechoshes is right, is in copper?
The,
yeah?
The mool yard.
Yeah?
What's the problem with drinking something on Shabbos? If you put it up before Shabbos?
There's no problem. Only the problem.
Why does it have to be, why do you have to take out the coals?
What? Because you might stoke them. Because you might stoke them. Right, you want the water more hot, you want a more geschmack, so you might stoke them. So if you do groove, it's not a problem. With the other thing, even if you do groove, it's still a problem. Why? Because it's most of heaven.
I thought we said that when water, it gets worse as you heat it up.
We did say that. That's a good question. That's a good question. She just know that Tosfos completely rejects what we just said here about the Hatmana issue. And what Tosfos says is... Yeah, it has a whole different shot. So the only halachic issue that comes out of this Gemara, not only, but one of them, is what about a thermos? Can you put water in a thermos on Shabbos? Huh? The problem is...
It's a contraction.
What?
Talking about
it? It doesn't do anything except for maintain it by its own temperature.
Correct. So isn't that what an antichi is?
No. Doesn't
right? So the Chazanish says, listen to the Chazanish says, the Chazanish says, of course it's mutter, because the only time there's an issue of hatmana is if the kli is in something else. Within a kli, there's never such a thing as hatmana. Every kli is like that. The difference between a thermos and any other kli is that somehow, whoever they made it, whoever invented it, it keeps it hotter. That's not hatmana. Even if you want to hold like, according to other pshat, there's no issue. Even if you hold like Rashi, that's hatmana. Not hatmana within the kli. That's crazy. Every kli... You could never put anything in a kli. It's hatmana, right? That's right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Every kli is like that. The fact that a thermos is even better, for whatever reason, I don't know how a thermos works, for whatever reason, it keeps it hotter, that's not a problem. But lucky you, right? Yeah. Right? There are those that argue. There are those that ask their thermoses. What?
Because the thermos has no heat source. It just keeps...
It has no heat source, right? It's not even a shiloh. I don't know who sits over here. The rugged chopper asked it. Doesn't even shiloh. Okay.
It keeps it cold. It keeps it cold.
Right. Exactly. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamecham. You have an urn. Shepinuhu. That you remove. Pashtus means you remove it off the fire. Take it off the fire. Lo yitein l'tochot tzonein b'shvil sheyichamemu. So you can't put water into the urn now. I want the water to heat up. So I'll put, it's a kli rishon. It's off the fire, but it's boiling hot. So you can't put water into the urn to heat up the water. Can't do that. Aval nothin ulatoch kos k'dil hafshira. But you can put water into the urn or into a cup to make the water room temperature. What's the difference? In other words, you hear what they're saying? Hear what the Mishnah just said? You cannot put water into the urn to heat up the water, but you can put water into the urn or into a cup to cool off the water. To take the sting out of the water. Take the coldness out of the water. What's the difference? So my kamar, what does that mean? Amar of Ad Bar Masna, Hachi kamar. Hamecham shepina mimenu. If you take a urn off the fire, mayim chabid, boiling hot water, lo yitein l'tocha mayim u'atim. You can't put in a little water, kidei sheyichamu, so that little water should heat up. You can't do that. Aval nosin l'tocha mayim u'rubim. But you can put in a lot of water, kedela hafshiran, so that it'll become lukewarm. That you can do. That you can do. You're not cooking the water. Okay?
And a cup directly into it.
Directly into it. I have an urn half full. So I take one cup, I pour it into the urn, that you can't do. Right? That you can't do.
Cook that water.
Because it can cook that water. But if I take a whole another half an urn and I pour it in, that I can do. Not going to cook anything. If anything, it's going to cool off the water in there, and it's going to make the water that's so it's cold a little warm, a little better.
It's off the fire.
It's off the fire.
It all depends on time also, how long it takes.
Oh, so we're going to, right. So the Gemara, right. So now the Gemara is going to have a whole tangent here. V'hamatzareif. But by putting in the water into the urn, you are matzareif the urn. What does matzareif mean? Rashi says, as we said before, you're tempering the urn. Why?
Is that an actual scientific fact? Because isn't tempering only the first time you do it?
Correct. Maybe it's the first time, and maybe every time. It still tempers it a little bit. So Rashi says, v'hamatzareif, kishekli mateches cham, when a kli mateches is hot, v'nosin l'tocho tzonin, and you put in a cold water, machzikim es hakli. You are strengthening that kli. You strengthen the kli. Even is that true? Even if it's been used for 10 years. Oh, so we're gonna see. Nuhi gemar maleches hatzirufin. It's the end product of tempering. Sherisichas ha'or, because by heating up, by putting this boiling up water in, mifafa aso. I don't know what that word means. The karav lihishaver, and it's gonna get close to breaking. The hamayim mitzarfin, and the water tempers it. And somehow makes it that it's not going to break. Right, so the water tempers it. And Tosfos points out, of course, this is, oh, so the Gemara answers. Let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara answers. No. You know why you're allowed to do that? Because of Shimon he. That's the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Amar who says, Dava she'enu mischavin mutter. A Dava she'enu mischavin is mutter. A Dava she'enu mischavin is as follows. I am doing a mutter act. It is mutter for me to put cold water, a lot of it, into this urn. Why? Why is that mutter? Because I'm not cooking anything. So davish einam eschavin means it's a mutter act that may or may not result in an usser act. If it will definitely result in an usser act, that's called a psik resha. Right? So when you open the refrigerator on Shabbos, that's mutter. It definitely will cause light in the fridge to go on. That becomes a psik resha. It may or may not happen. Now, may or may not doesn't mean you don't know if the light is on. That's a very complicated issue. It's called the suffix. We'll get into that. Here, when I put water into the pot, like you said, it's vadai making tempering? For sure going to make it tempering? Not for sure. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe yeah, maybe no. You don't intend to do it. If you intend to do it, it's a problem. You don't intend to do it. All you want is you want to cool up the bottle of water for the baby. It's all you want. But you want. I'm sorry, you want to make the water a little warmer. It's all you want. Right? You have no intention of tempering metal. You have no intention. May or may not happen, it's mutter. Okay? That's how you're allowed to do it. Again, if it's for sure going to happen, it's a problem. Maskus l'abaya. So Abaya asks the question, wait a minute. Midi mecham shepina mimenu mayim katani? Doesn't say that you remove the water from this thing. It says mecham shepinu hu katani. It says you took the thing off the fire. You took the urn off the fire. Not that you took water out of the urn. What are you talking about? So Elamar by Nahachi, here's what happened. Hamecham Shepinuhu, you took the urn off the fire. The Yesh Bo Mayim Chamin, and it has hot water in it. Now, Lo Yichin Latocho Mayim Huatin, you can't put in a little water, Beshvil Shiachumu, so that it should heat up. Elano, Avalos Latocho Mayim Rubim, Kidei Lav Shiron, but you can put a lot of water in it so that it should become cool. And by the way, the Uranian points out, you can't put the water in drop by drop. I'll put a little bit. No, because every time you do that, you're cooking that water. You pour it in one shot, that's okay. That's what you should do. Now, umecham shepina mayim mimenu mayim. But if you have an urn that you removed all the water from the urn, then lo yitein l'tocho mayim kol luki. You can't put any water in it at all. You can't put any water in it at all. Why not? It's still boiling hot. Mipnei she mitzareif. That's because it's mitzareif. And Rabbi Yehuda hi, that must be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar who says, Davar she'enu mischavein is usher. If a davar she'enu, it's a mutter act that may or may not result in a forbidden act, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's forbidden. Okay, you hear that? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's forbidden. You took an urn, took it off the fire. You emptied it out. Now it's still boiling hot.
The urn's
still boiling hot. Just because all the water went out. 2 hours later, it won't be. Right now it is. Right. Now, right now, I'm pouring cold water.
What's your intention?
Your intention is, I want the water to be a little warmer. That's your intention. What's going to happen? You're going to be mitzaref to kli. I, it may or may not happen. Not for sure going to happen. Not for sure going to do that. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it doesn't matter. It's usher no matter what. Okay?
If a kli is 10 years old, he's still mitzaref.
So that's exactly the point. It's mitzaref. It could be mitzaref. It could be. It might or might not happen. So that's what I'm saying. It's mitzaref a little bit more. It helps a little bit. It might or might not happen. If you go to the scientist, you go to the lab, he'll say, yes, it was maybe a 1%. So you have to go figure it out. That's not a psik ratio. Psik ratio means it's definitely going to happen. That's not this. So there's a machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. If there's a psik rate, if there's a davar she'eino mischavin, is that mutter or not? And it wasn't your intention.
Is it nichalei or is it one?
Doesn't matter. Nichalei doesn't play in here.
What's the malacha here?
It's makab apathish, maybe it's whatever, cooling off. You have to figure out what the malacha is. Let's say it's makab apathish. We're going to see in a minute what the Mishnah Berurah says about this. So, probably makab apathish. Okay? Now we're going to get to a related issue called a malacha she'ain smicha legufa. What's a malacha she'ain smicha legufa? It's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, what that is. Tosfos is the easy pshat. The easy pshat is that you did the malacha for the reason it was done in the Mishkan. Why did they do X, Y, Z in the Mishkan? If you did it for the same reason, then it's usher. If you did it for a different reason, it's a machlokas. Reb Shimon says it's mutter. The same Reb Shimon who says davar she'ein mischav is mutter, says the malacha she'ein smicha leguf is mutter. And Reb Yehuda who says that a malacha davar she'ein mischav is usher, says that a malacha she'ein smicha leguf is also usher. Okay? What else could a malacha she'ein smicha leguf mean if not this? If not something done in the Mishkan? So if Rashi has a very difficult shita, what exactly it means. One of the days that we were without power, there's a Rashi there on Daf, I think it's Khoftet or Lamed, who really explains it very, very well. He has to say that you're not doing it for the item itself, it's some ancillary benefit. Very complicated shita, what he means. It's going to come up later with the tzaddiks, we'll wait till then. But simple, that's what it means. So and what does that mean? How does that come up? Hey, Darukad, listen to this Gemara. Amar Rav, lo shanu el lahafshir. The only time that it's mutter to put water in the urn is if you want to cool off the water, or you want to heat up the water a little bit. Aval tareif aser. But if it's for the dutziruf, then it's aser. Now let's do tziruf on Shabbos. Ushmul Amar, and Shmuel says, no, I feel the tareif nami mutter. Even to do tziruf, it's mutter. To do tareif, lechil mishari, it's mutter to do that? No. Ella, no, what I meant to say was, Eid b'hachim, hizri meant to say, Amar Rav. Lo shanu ela shir lahafshir. You're only allowed to put in water for the shear of being mafshir. What does that mean, for the shear of being mafshir? For the shear of making the water a little warmer. Aval shear letzarif, but the shear to be tzirif, aser, that's aser. Ushmul amar, and Shmuel says, afilu shear letzarif, mutter. Even to put in the shear, to do tzirif, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Says Rashi, shem it's chavin lekach. Top Rashi and Mem Beis Amad Aleph. You don't have to come on it for that. Lememra, the Shmuel, Kerub Shimon, really? They see from here that Shmuel holds like Kerub Shimon? Is that possible? V'amar Shmuel, we'll do a little bit. V'amar Shmuel, Mechabein gacheles shal mateches b'rishus harabim. You're allowed to put out a coal that's burning in rishus harabim. What's going on? In the middle of the street. Imagine the middle of the shul. The middle of the shul. Everyone's walking by, there's a burning coal. Says Shmuel, on Shabbos, go put it out. Why? Because putting it out is a malacha she'ein smicha legufa. Why? Because in the Mishkan, the reason why they put things out, the reason why they extinguished, was because they wanted the charcoal. Here, the reason why you're extinguishing is so nobody should get hurt. So it's a malacha she'ein smicha legufa. It's not the same reason. And it's a makkah where people are going to get hurt. There's no issur on it at all. Okay? Birshas Rabim, Bishvil Shalo Yaziku Barabim. Ava lo gachelas shal eitz. But you're not allowed to put out a gachelas of eight. Why are you not allowed to put out a gachelas of eight? Right? Because putting out a gachelas of eight is an issur daraisa. Right? It is daraisa. Says Rashi, the issur daraisa of a chayiv skila. It's issur daraisa. Why is it issur daraisa? It's issur daraisa.
But there was the same principle of taking out the garbage on Shabbos when you don't have a
That's muksa.
No, if you don't have an eruv.
Yeah.
I thought you actually are allowed to take garbage out of your house, even without an eruv.
Really?
I thought so.
Okay.
Mlochus on Tzuchel Gufa.
Aha. And it's for covenant brios. Okay, it could be.
Yeah,
but let's get to this point. Now, for Esau Kedaitach, Savar La Kirb Shimon, if you hold like Kirb Shimon, that what? That a Malacha Shein Tzvichel is mutter, then a Filo Shalait Tznabi. That even if it's made out of wood, the difference. The only reason why you're not allowed to extinguish Minat Torah is for the coal. Here, I'm extinguishing to save people. What's the difference if it's metal or wood? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? So, here's the difference. B'davish einu mitzchavein. If it's davish einu mitzchavein, right? Now, savar la kriv shimon. It's like kriv shimon, right? So the answer is this. If it's davish einu mitzchavein, Savala Kirb Shimon. He holds like Kirb Shimon. Therefore what? Therefore, the case of the urn, he holds like Kirb Shimon. Davar Shein Mitzchavein. However, a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, Savala Kirb Yehuda. But if it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda held, that's why Rabbi Shmuel held, you can't put out the eights on Shabbos. Okay, that makes sense? Does that make any sense?
Why
not? It makes sense. It makes a little bit of sense. Why doesn't it make sense? It doesn't make sense for the following reason. The Mechaber says like this. Ready? This is in Sim... What?
One difference between
8
and
mil.
That helps the ability to cook.
No, the difference is one is the arisa and one is the...
That's how he made it up. What's practically the difference between the two?
Because
the ace
you're creating something. The ace you're creating...
You'll see the difference in a minute. Right now. You'll see the difference right now. Ready? Mecham. This is a Mechaber talking. Mecham. An urn. Shepinu mimenu mayim b'chamen. That you took it off the hot water. You took hot water out of it. Mutal litain tochel mayim tzoni. You're allowed to put in cold water. Merubim. A lot. Ed drama. Kedei l'havshiran. Because you want to make the water a little warmer, right? Umutter lotzuk mayim chamin l'toch mayim tzonin otzon l'toch mayim chamin. Okay, that's all. Right? You're allowed to do it all. You're allowed to do it. The Gemara said you're allowed to do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'lav psik reishahu. It's not a psik reisha, right? The efsher shelo yagia hakli al yedei zeh lidei tziruf. Because it's not, who said it's going to reach the category, the stage of tziruf? It's only a davish einam is chavin. We hold davish einam is mutter. Therefore, it's mutter. Says the Mishnah, it's not a psik reisha. Okay? It's not a psik reisha. Now, the Magen Avraham quotes the Magen Mishnah, who says something fascinating. He says that, Even if it would be a psik reisha, what malacha are we talking about? There's a malacha of makah b'patish. Makah b'patish has to have kavana. What do you mean? What does makah b'patish mean? I made it into a kli. Yeah, what do you mean you made it into a kli? The whole thing is in your head. Is it a kli or is it not a kli? You have to have kavana to make it into a kli.
But in this case, you're not really making... It was already a kli, you're just making it better.
Correct. So it's the final blow. It's the finishing touches. The finishing touches of makah b'patish, it has to be with your kavana. There's no such thing as a psik reisha by makah b'patish. Did you hear what the Magen Mishnah says? There's no such thing as a psik reisha by makah b'patish. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's only true if it's not a kli. For example, a coal, or a piece of metal, or just a stomp piece of metal lying around. Or you pull water, you burn it up, pull hot water on. Oh, you're mitzvah. It's not a kli. It's a piece of metal. But a bona fide kli, they agree with it. They agree with that principle, which is a very interesting idea. There's no such thing as a psik reisha. No such thing as a psik reisha, right? if it's not, if it's only, if the whole thing is all halachic.
He's 20 years old. What are you doing exactly?
So then if it's not a p'tik reisha, it's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah said. It's not a p'tik reisha.
It's not going to happen
right?
Anyway. This has been done 2,000 times before.
Right.
What are you doing exactly?
Right.
You're completing something that's complete. How do you do that? It's formed already. You've done this 20,000 times.
Just right. For a new, just for something new.
Right, so then, you should just know over here, just want to read one more Mishnah Berurah, we have one more minute. Mishnah Berurah says something staggering. So the Mechaber said, you're allowed to put umutu lotzik mayim chan l'toch mayim tonin. You can put hot water into cold water, or cold water into hot water, as long as v'hu shelo yehe b'kli rishon. It's not a kli rishon. Mipnei shemes chan harbi, it's going to get very hot. So the Mishnah says to Mishnah Berurah, you know what? We'll stop here. It's going to be very, very complicated. So we'll stop right here. I wanted to have a chance. I thought it was a short talk. We'll do the Tosfos over here. Afilo Agavi Eitz Nami discusses the relationship between a Davar She'ein Mischavein and a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa. What is the relationship between a Davar She'ein Mischavein and a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa? Here, the Gemara said, there is no relationship. Shmuel can hold different things. Right? How does that make any sense? Because he's just to give you 30 seconds. If it's a davar she'eino mischavein, which means I don't want it to happen, by definition, it's a malacha she'ein tzricha lagufa. You hear that?
No, I mean, malacha she'eino mischavein.
I want to do this action. I want to do this exactly. How can it be malacha she'ein tzricha lagufa? How can I be doing it for the sake? I don't even want it to happen.
No, I'm a lochashin.
How can they not be connected?
No, I'm a lochashin.
I don't want the light door on my refrigerator.
Right.
But I'm opening the door.
So then by opening the door, you're not doing it for the same reason they did in the Mishnah. You don't even want it to happen. How could that be lochashin tzricha lagufa? It's impossible. How could this not go together?
Think about it.
How could they not go together?
You could want to do it for...
For another reason?
Yeah.
That's not the Mishkan. Then if it's not a Malachas Tzricha Lagufa, how could they not go together?
No, you could want to do it for another reason, and that is you could want to do something for a reason that's not what they wanted to do in the Mishkan.
Exactly, but you want the result?
You want the result.
I mean, Malachas Tzricha Lagufa goes together with Sikra Isha.
By the way, at the end of the day, Tosafot leaves the Petarach here. So Tosafot doesn't answer it.
Okay.
Right? All right, so if we have time, we'll see if we can do that tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Everyone have a good day.